revoking citizen certificates, an RSV vaccination programme for children, hiring therapists to work with teachers and children with special needs. They're some of the items that will come before Cabinet this morning, today. And our political correspondent Micheál Lehane has the details. Good morning, Micheál.
Morning, Cian.
Micheál, let's start with the announcement by government that it's seeking tenders for charter flights to deport people who no longer have permission to remain here in Ireland. What is Minister Helen McEntee saying?
I think the hope in government is that these flights will be up and running by the end of the year. The minister is saying that it gives the Gardaí greater options if they are returning a large number of people to the same destination. So I think really the context to this is the fact that there are more staff now processing those asylum applications, so they are completed quicker. As a result, there are more people that will be asked to leave the state who no longer have permission to stay. Indeed, in the first part of this year, the number of deportation orders signed, I think, is up about 83%, as well as that 295 people have received enforced deportation orders. So the view in government is that flights will be needed to return people to other countries quite soon. So the tender is out. I think those interested have until July to apply. Now, as well as providing the flights, things like catering, ground staff support and providing medical assistance where necessary will also be required.
Why is government doing this now?
It is part of a fairly lengthy update that's going to Cabinet today about immigration issues. Of course, it has been one of the big issues of the recent election campaign and before that as well. So government is keen to be seen to be decisive on this. And there are other pieces of legislation that look to be enacted quite soon. One is a piece that will say that people who are pose a serious security threat to the state or who also obtained citizenship through fraud, that that could be revoked. Now, that piece of legislation, along with another measure that will increase fines for airlines who don't properly inspect people's documents as they're coming into the country to seek asylum, increasing those fines to €5,000. That piece of legislation is set to be enacted before the summer, all part of the government's measures around immigration. And of course, then there is the big one. There is the EU Migration Pact. And after somewhat of a delay, that is going to be debated in the Dáil and Shannon this week. I think in the Dáil today for nearly 5 hours and again 3.5 hours tomorrow. And of course, that pact is the one that would increase the number, the fingerprinting and photographing of people arriving here. It would also see people staying at designated centres and their claims will be processed very rapidly. That's something known as the border procedure, which has been criticised by some human rights groups. There is criticism too, where there has been from opposition parties who say the EU Migration Pact essentially cedes sovereignty to Brussels in this area. That's something rejected by government, who said that happened or that was agreed anyway around the Lisbon Treaty. But such is the strength of the opposition views from some on this. They say it should be put to a referendum. That won't happen. It will go to a vote in the Dáil, it's expected this week, whereas the government does have the numbers to have it approved and legislation will then follow in the autumn to underpin it.
So migration is pretty much centre stage today. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is looking for Cabinet approval for an RSV vaccination programme for children in the autumn and in winter. What's prompted this?
Yes, this is as a result of what happened last winter, where there were almost 1,400 hospitalizations of infants and about 120 or so actually needed intensive care treatment. And so acute was the issue back then that adult ICU beds were put on standby. So as a result of that and following confirmation by NIAC that it is possible to have an immunization program, the minister has drawn up a plan that would see up to 28,000 babies being eligible for vaccination under the plan that would run from September to February 2025. Now, the minister, Stephen Donnelly, will tell Cabinet today that if there was a 50% take-up of the vaccine, that it could reduce hospitalisations by somewhere in the order of 450 to 460 next winter.
A memo will be brought to Cabinet by the Education Minister, Norma Foley, on special needs education. Briefly outline what's in that memo.
Yeah, that's Norma Foley, the Education Minister, and the Minister for Special Education, Hildegard Nocton, bringing this memo to Cabinet. It essentially stems from a problem that the department had hiring speech therapists, occupational therapists and behavioural therapists to work in schools because the positions were part-time. They're now going to be full-time. So this work will take place in the classroom and will be for children with extra educational needs, and it's meant to complement the work that the HSE is doing already.
Housing and homes will be discussed too. What will the Minister for Housing be telling his Cabinet colleagues?
This is an interesting issue. It is that controversy that has arisen around the bulk buying of homes. Now, there has been criticism that government haven't gone far enough to prevent this. They have, of course, increased stamp duty to prevent it. They've also changed the planning regulations for future developments. Well, they made that decision 3 years ago. Now, the Housing Minister will tell Cabinet today that up to almost 50,000 homes were prevented from being bulk bought by investors as a result of government measures. But I suppose it was interesting during the election campaign that the Taoiseach did speak about people's concerns up and down the country where they still see large numbers of units being purchased by investors, and he said the matter remains under review. It will be significant to see what happens as a result of today's Cabinet update. Is it still under review? Could further government action follow in this particular area?
Finally, Micheál, other business in Leinster House. Water supply will be discussed in the committee by Uisce Éireann. Will we learn anything new?
Uisce Éireann are going to say that really housing and the future development of housing and indeed the economy is contingent upon improving the water supply. And they have major concerns really about the River Liffey and the over-reliance of counties in the Eastern and Midlands region as a result. They say about 1.7 million people are dependent on the river, but that it is extremely sensitive to drought and contamination. Also, in the next 20 years or so, the region will need 34% more water than the current system can provide. So as a result of that, Uisce Éireann keen that there would be secure multi-annual funding, and also that the water supply project, which is the big initiative in the National Development Plan to improve supply to the eastern and western region, that that proceeds urgently.
Micheál Lehane, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:48. After the break, the British elections and Kate Farley in Manchester.